T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Shrewsbury family representing.
I know, back to back here. We have another Shrewsbury family here. The Soleil family. That's correct, right?
Yes.
Yes. We have Jack here. Jack, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Jack.
He's a little shy this morning.
That's okay. Brian's here. Brenda's here. You have a sister, Clara, as well, I guess, also,
yes,
right?
Yes, she's two.
She's two, okay. Yep. So what brought you to Dana Farber?
When Jack was 2.5, it was July 2016, he was complaining of a bellyache. And it just so happens that Clara, the two-year-old, was 10 weeks old, and she had her two-month appointment at the pediatrician. So I brought him along with me, and immediately they found a mass on his belly. They felt it, sent us to x-ray, and long story short, he was the next day diagnosed with stage 3 hepatoblastoma.
Mm-hmm. And so when you hear that word,
I couldn't pronounce it for about a week. And it was, never heard of it, researched like a mad woman, scared out of our minds.
So that's got to be the scariest part, when you don't really know, and you're researching, and you go into that rabbit hole of the internet where you don't really know, right?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, I mean, this kid was never sick, never even had a cold, right, or anything. So you know, this came at a complete shock, and especially because we had our little girl at home too, so we were like in the thick of it. And that started it all off, was that diagnosis. And then he had 6 rounds of chemo, and entering into his 4th round of chemo, we discovered that there was a dead tumor on the part of the liver that they were going to save. Okay. So he's actually a liver transplant recipient as well.
And we're joined by Dr. O'Neill as well. How common is that, Dr. Frey? How old was he when he got a liver transplant?
He just turned 3.
Just turned 3. Is that common?
It's relatively uncommon for hepatoblastoma. While up to 1/3 of patients cannot have their tumors resected when they first come to attention or when they first present to the clinic or to their doctors, often over time the chemotherapy shrinks the tumor substantially enough that you can take a piece of the liver. But in Jack's case, like Brenna had said, you know, he had what's called multifocal hepatoblastoma. So the tumor had kind of baby tumors spread throughout the liver, which of course makes taking a piece of the liver extremely challenging. So he needed somebody else's liver. He needed a brand new liver to replace the one that was riddled with tumor. So that's why he needed
that. That sounds frightening to me, but you say like it's, you know, just another day at the office for you.
Well, you know, it's certainly not a small deal, and
it was frightening to us. For sure.
Sure, of course.
Leading up to that,
No,
it's not trivial, and I think we think about it often, right? The gift of a organ donation,
right,
is an incredible gift, and I think as the recipient, Jack has done beautifully. You know, we have been transplanting children for liver tumors for years. More recently, in the last decade, is that something that we've been able to utilize because technology's been better, medical treatment of children post-transplant has been better. And recently, we looked at our experience at Dana-Farber and Boston Children's, and over the last 10 years, children have done exceptionally well after receiving a liver transplant.
Dumb question. Does the donor have to be 3? Does he have to be...
No, and you can use a portion of a liver from a donor. It doesn't have to be the entire liver, and it can be tailored to the patient's size.
And how's he doing right now?
He looks great.
Yeah, I was going to say, he looks like
rambunctious. He doesn't like getting his picture taken, I know.
Nah.
He's
giving
the stink eye to the photographer, but he looks great.
No, he's doing great. He actually had a blood draw yesterday, I was telling Dr. O'Neill, for the liver side of things, for liver transplant, and all his levels are perfect. And
great.
He's doing awesome. Yeah, he's doing really, really good. We're very lucky and very blessed.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much.
Has he taken advantage of any of the
the
fun parts of the Jimmy Fun Clinic?
Oh, yes. Oh, the video games. Like, he is so excited to go there to play Mario, and he loves Dr. Alley. Like, this is one...
Who doesn't?
I know, seriously. And, no, Jimmy Fun, I have a funny thing. he recently learned how to read. He's starting to read.
Right.
And from a child's perspective, it's so funny. He, the last appointment in the beginning of August, he goes, Mama, why is there a D at the end of Jimmy Fun? It's Jimmy Fun. So that's his perspective.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
You should be our spokesperson.
He should.
Yeah.
He should.
No, he's a good, yeah, he, we have a blast, and it's very comforting when he's happy.
Do you think he'd tell us his story? He looks like he's ready to talk.
Yeah, is he going to talk? You think he'll talk to us or
let him have the mic, Dad. Let him have the mic. See if. Jack, what do you like about the Jimmy Fund Clinic? What's your favorite part?
Nothing.
He's
such a bugger.
Do you have fun? Do you have fun with Dr. Allie?
Never.
You know?
This kid.
No.
What's your favorite video game?
Mario Kart.
Yeah,
Mario
your favorite
Cars.
Game, yeah.
Yeah, you play that? Oh, he's looking at himself.
What? You see yourself on TV?
No.
Wave to yourself.
Good.
No.
Yeah, we knew this was going to be hit or miss.
That's
Mama!
Hey.
Stop it.
You're famous.
No, you're famous.
No, he's really not.
But I think the bottom line is look at how healthy
he
is.
I know.
And his spirit is great, right?
Stop it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's due to the fact that we've had the opportunity to learn incrementally over the years the best way to treat these tumors, the best way to assure healthy outcomes. And we can only do that with research support and research money. I mean, we are where we are now, and we were able to cure Jack because of what we've learned over the last many years.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, guys. Very nice to meet you.
Thank you so much.
Good
to
see you
again. Nice to see you, too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.